Hi there, and welcome to Nika's Nuggets, where we sort through the happenings of life in search for the pebble in your shoe, the bears on the road, and the beliefs that keep you from moving swiftly along your path. Self-care, mental health, spirituality, and more nuggets to be found on the road forward. Are you coming? All right, so as we've seen over the past few episodes, money is a legitimate spirit who lives at the heart of our social world. Loving and brilliant, sometimes perhaps somewhat sadistic, but still a being capable of granting you the alchemical experiences you need for understanding and practicing magic. And in this aspect, money is comparable to psychedelics, such as the ever more popularized ayahuasca route. But just like ayahuasca, money, at least in spirit form, isn't the tool for everyone. Personally, I work with cannabis. I lovingly call her Santa Maria Juana. I work with her in my craft and in my day-to-day life. She helps fade the everyday noise into the background, and she helps me feel myself in my body. But more than just the haze that she provides that allows me to flow with my thoughts rather than grab at them, cannabis, or La Santa, helps relieve pain and some anxiety. Now note that it isn't usually recommended to use THC-containing products if you suffer from paranoia or anxiety. It can make them worse. In my case, personally, I've been using THC for a long time, and it helps me put most of my anxieties to the background. But that is my personal experience. Besides those things, it also helps me turn my frown upside down, because I get super moody when I'm overstimulated or when I'm anxious about something. Now, another way to engage with Santa Maria Juana is to use CBD-containing products. Usually all THC holds CBD as well, because they come connected, but you can definitely get a CBD variety of cannabis that doesn't hold enough THC to induce the typical high or stoned feeling. And CBD is actually the stuff that mellows you out, that helps relieve pain, and that gets you to sleep. I used to recommend it a lot, and I know a bunch of clients from the shop where I used to work use it to stave off nightmares, to keep pain relatively manageable, to help with mood swings, to help them detox off of another strong drug, for example, or if they want to quit THC but they still have the tick and the urge to, then they switch to CBD and it really helps. Now, other options that are safe to smoke are chamomile, rose, lavender. I would check your lavender if it's, there's so many types, not all of them are safe to consume. And mugwort, of course, is one that we all know a lot. And these are good options, safe options, as well as King's Candle, which is also known as Mullein, Greater Mullein, or Common Mullein. Now note that all of these, including cannabis, be it THC holding or just a CBD variety, can also be used to consume as a tea, for example, if you prefer not to smoke or if you can't smoke. Chamomile, rose, and lavender all have relaxing properties, whereas mugwort gives a feeling that closer resembles a sleepy high. And mullein is just really good for your airways. Personally, I have allergies that sometimes show up in like an asthmatic sort of quadrant of symptoms. And I've smoked mullein mixed with my cannabis to see if that would help. And it does, actually. Again, personal experience. Always, 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 always do your research into whatever plant you want to work with or consume. Talk to a physician. Talk to someone who works with plants, who has a lot of experience. Read the safety stuff on any and all of the meds you take, because it is also very important to remember that though it is natural, it can still definitely cause you trouble. Not everything works for everyone, and especially if you're on different types of medication, check it. For example, be wary of St. John's wort if you're on antidepressants. Just check your stuff and check yourself, okay? And before you buy any teas that have combined herbs or whatever, same stuff goes. Ask the people that are selling them, check the ingredient lists, and make sure that you have, I don't know, either perhaps a note somewhere on your phone or in your diary or whatever, where you keep track of what you definitely shouldn't consume. I know for me personally, I should not take St. John's wort, even though it occurs a lot within sleepy time teas. The point being of all of this, of course, because this isn't originally what we were talking about, is that once you understand the plant, drug, or spirit that you are working with, which takes a while, nothing is learned overnight, you gain insight into what it can do for you. And the same is true for money. So once you inhabit this knowledge of money as a possibly consciousness-altering drug or being, you can absolutely gain more control than you think is possible right now over how your financial trip, quote unquote, goes. The same as that I can now tell you how certain of the herbs that I just mentioned work for me, but that doesn't mean that that's exactly how they'll work for you. You have to try stuff out. You have to do so carefully. You have to do so mindfully. And eventually you get to learn what something does for you, what it doesn't do for you, and how you can use it. I will admit that though I learned this way of interacting with money as a spirit a few years ago already, please, once more, I will tell you, look up Carolyn Elliott or Carolyn Lovewell, as she is known now on Instagram. She wrote the book on existential kink. It is fantastic. I haven't spent a whole lot of time communicating with money as such, because I was too busy worrying about how to make ends meet, not realizing that I had the tools in my hands. And this is also why I decided to take a bit of a detour of the story that I was telling you and bring the whole of it into the podcast and to you. Of course, Carolyn herself would do a much better job. But my point was, how often do we get such powerful knowledge just sort of handed to you, us, and how often do we think to share it? Now, maybe you already know this. Maybe you're just tuning in for the first time, or you haven't had time to catch up, or you just didn't care enough. Who knows? I live with post-COVID. What is it? A syndrome? Post-COVID syndrome. I don't think anyone's decided that yet. But whatever it is, I have it. And it has kept me from working for a little over a year now, which means that for over a year, I have not been actively engaging with money in the way that we're used to it. You know, you earn money, you make money. But in this case, I was merely receiving money, which is arguably a very good exercise in money magic at all, and in any magic, actually, is do you know how to receive? Do nothing and see how it comes to you anyway. In my case, with post-COVID and the fact that I couldn't work for so long, of course, it is thanks to a bit of luck as well. I have a great family that's very supportive of me. And I'm currently in a country where the healthcare system actually takes care to a point of its people. But before I lived here, it had never really occurred to me that this was a possibility, let alone that it would become my reality to sit at home for a year and not have to worry about money. And not because I made it, not because I earned it, not because I'm wealthy or rich or well off, but just because I happen to be in this country with these people, not doing anything. I was supposed not to do anything. I still did a lot more than you'd think for a year that I was supposed to just rest and recover. But that's all I ever did. It had never occurred to me that that could be true. And lo and behold, without putting any extra effort in beyond the time that I have taken to tell you and share with you these very interesting, beautifully magical things about money as a spirit and how to work with her, I recently, without even trying, got my first paying client for Oracle work in almost 2 years. Can you imagine that? I spent so many years doing my Oracle work. It's a hobby. I love doing it. So I do a lot of it for free. I've helped a bunch of people just because I happen to have my tools on me, just people at a restaurant, people at the salon, people just anywhere. And then I started charging for it and it didn't work. And then all this other stuff happened. And then I haven't done it for so long, especially not paid. And then it just happened. They just showed up. So imagine what could happen if I actually engaged with it. And imagine what could happen if you engaged with it. So my question is, have you tried connecting to money as a spirit yet? Have you tried any of the rituals? Maybe you did the meditation. Maybe you communicated with money as a spirit. I'm super curious. So if you did, do let me know. You can find me as always on my socials. I think I'm still pretty certain I have to figure out where the button is because I'm a technical Spotify or the podcast platform allows you to record messages for me. So if you have questions, if you have experiences that you want to share, please do get them to me because I would love that. Thank you for joining me and listening. This is obviously not the end of the story, so stay tuned for more. Next time, we'll dig into the dirt for a new nugget and possibly clear some rocks from the road. Don't forget to like, follow, or subscribe, and check out nomadicnika.com for more. I am your host and awareness coach, Nika, and I hope I see you next time. You can also find me on Instagram at nomadic.nika if you're interested in seeing photos from trips, some of my favorite quotes, and some poetry that I've written myself, possibly another source for some extra potential nuggets.